I didn't know about that until
You never know, you players. You always tell us you never know.
I mean, you don't really keep track of games and stuff until you might look back when you finish. But no, we just take it game at a time. And then training today, somebody told me that it was under the start. So, yeah, quite pleased about it.
Yeah, get any ribs off the lads for that or not? No.
No. I think there's a few of them done it now, so it's
Century
it's
boys.
A nice achievement, but yeah, getting on with it.
What's the mood been like with the players in this recent run? I mean, just two defeats in the last eight games.
Yeah, the lads feel confident. It's been upbeat. Obviously, Tuesday night was a disappointing result away to Button. But again, today in training, the lads are bubbling and looking forward to the next game.
And it's been great for Jim, I think. Jim Bentley's been up and down this season and through the mill. He was chuckling last week when the playoffs were mentioned. As he pointed out, quite rightly, it wasn't long ago. Everyone was looking the other way down the table.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the position that we're in the league, it's very tight. A couple of wins can see you in the playoffs and a couple of defeats can see you in the relegation battle. And we all know that. But like I say, we've been on a good run recently. We're just taking it game at a time and see where we finish up. But yeah, like you say, it's very, very tight, and hopefully we can put them on a couple of wins together.
How do the players feel about it, this slight resurgence and great run you're going on? It must be feeling fantastic.
Yeah, we've got a good bunch of boys. Everybody gets on with each other. There's no bad eggs, and it's like a kind of family atmosphere we've got going on just now, and the gaffer's a big part of that. He brings in players who thinks it'll fit in and fit into the mould that he's creating there at the club. And like I say, the lads are bubbling away, and we're just taking each game as it comes.
He's not got a great deal of money to talk about. He's often mentioned the finances at the club, but it's so difficult for a manager to try and swap things around, freshen things up without any finance. Does that make it really, as you mentioned already, a good atmosphere, but a close group of players? Do you all feel like that?
Yeah, like I say, it is a close-knit club, but the gaffer knows what he's doing. He's signed a couple of boys in from non-league, like Ryan Williams and Jack Ledshaw, who have both come into the team and they've done very, very well. And he's got another lad in, Chris Holroyd, who's been paid up at Macclesfield, I think. So, you know, he's always looking, and obviously the finances aren't there for him to go out and spend money and bring people in. But, you know, he's picked a couple of good players that fitted in and played in the team, but also fitted into the dressing room as well.
Yeah. Now, what about you, the players? I mean, any talk about playoffs from you?
No, not at all. We're just taking it one game at a time, and we're in a decent position at the minute. Sitting on the table, and we've got a couple of big games coming up, but I think three out of the next four games we've got are at home, and hopefully we can take a good number of points from those three games.
How big's this one against you, Rochdale?
Yeah, it's a big game. We've played them a number of times this season because we got them in the cup and then that went to a replay, so we know each other quite well. So like I say, it'll be a tough game. Rochdale are a decent side, but I feel it's one that we're capable of winning.
And you boys always keep in touch of what's going back home, and the football Rangers in a bit of bother today, but they've got off pretty decent with that. Has that been a talk among the Scottish lads, that?
Yeah, they've got off pretty lightly, I think. It's just a fine, but I don't really know any of the boys at Rangers anymore. I don't really keep in touch with a lot of the boys from Scotland. I'm just focusing on my life down here.